KX News.
It's 23 degrees, mostly cloudy. I'm Kathleen Cleaver with 91X News. Quinty West could be in for a change, 91X reporter Jennifer Bowman explains.
Canada Post proposed an address change for all rural residents to Quinty West Council on Monday night. It's a change some council members say they wanted 11 years ago. That change would mean anyone living in a town would keep their current address, but those outside of town would get a Quinty West address. That means anyone with a rural route number in their mailing address would change their address from the current town to Quinty West. Mayor John Williams says a change won't happen right now, but council will probably consider it within the next 2 months. Jennifer Bowman, QNET News, Quinty West.
Students of Loyalist Skills Training Program returned to a new facility this year. The new wing houses automotive, electrical, and mechanical programs as well as biosciences. 91X caught up with Dean of Skills Training, Tom Malloy, to hear what he thought of the new facility.
We're looking at state-of-the-art equipment in the automotive shop where we had 4 lifts. Now we have 12. So it's the capacity is one thing. In welding, for example, again, we had, 12 or 14 old, well-used welding booths to 20 brand-new booths that have obviously created a lot of hype, because once you've seen it, you can see where people walk into that thing. There's a wow factor to it.
Tom says he is very satisfied with the new workstations available to students. For anyone who can't vote on election day or has already made up their mind, advance polls open today. Advance polls are open until September 30th. On the campaign trail, Tory leader Tim Hudak is promising no tax hikes if he becomes premier. The NDP say they'd open 4 birthing centers staffed by midwives. And Premier McGuinty says there would have to be benefits for Ontario before he'd bring in a cap and trade system for polluting emissions. Members of Toronto City Council paid tribute to Jack Layton today. Layton was a member of Toronto Council before he became leader of the federal NDP. Mayor Rob Ford said Layton welcomed him to council and gave him the courage to voice his opinions. Layton's son, Councillor Mike Layton, says his father would want them to work together and not get bogged down by political sniping. Prime Minister Harper is in New York, where he met today with some of the big guns in the banking world. He spoke with top American business leaders at the New York Stock Exchange, selling Canada as a great place for long-term investment because of its stable political environment, sound public finances, and low-tax environment.
We have projections that our economy will continue to grow, probably continue to perform its industrial counterparts, and we have net job creation of 600,000 jobs since the bottom of the recession, which makes us the only G7 country that has more people working today than had working before the recession.
But Harper told them while Canada has been outperforming other countries, his government remains concerned because Canada is part of the general slowing of the global economy. That's 91X News 2404. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
The Yankees are down 2-1 in the 8th in the first game of a doubleheader against the Rays. Yankees are looking to clinch the AL East with a win this afternoon. In the other afternoon game, Cincinnati is zoned to the Houston Astros. Tonight, the Blue Jays are sending Dustin McGowan to the mound to face Angels right-hander Dan Aaron. NHL preseason continues tonight with 10 games. The Leafs are in Philadelphia for a second game of a home-and-home series. The Stanley Cup champions, the Boston Bruins, are in Ottawa, and the Sabres are in Montreal to face the Canadiens. Speed skater Christina Groves announced today her retirement. The Ottawa native won 4 Olympic medals, 18 World Championship medals during her career. Groves won silver in the 1500 meters and bronze in the 3000 meters at the 2010 Olympic Games in Vancouver and Whistler, BC. Eagles quarterback Michael Vick could play against the Giants on Sunday after a concussion forced him to leave last Sunday's game against the Falcons. Eagles head coach Andy Reid says Vick is showing signs of improvement, but backups Mike Kefka and Vince Young are standing by.
Michael was able to, he felt good enough to do the walkthrough this morning, and that's a positive step. And then from there, we're going to get all three of them ready to go. You know, as long as Michael continues through his process, they'll all have a chance to get themselves right for this game.
Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Captain Cleaver with 91x weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, high 23. Tonight, cloudy, showers beginning this evening and ending overnight. Risk of thunderstorms, low 17. Tomorrow, cloudy, clearing in the afternoon, high 23. It's 23 degrees. I'm Kathleen Cleaver with Carl Ayette. 91 News, on the air and online at 91x.fm. News next at 5 o'clock.
This is 91x. CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.